This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Lucy Letby, this is the nurse out of the UK. It's huge news over there. We've been covering it kind of on and off over the last several years, but a major new study now challenging evidence that was used to convict Lucy Letby, the former nurse who is now serving 15 whole life sentences. 15, back to back. She's never getting out. And attempted for the attempted murder of infants at the Countess of Chester Hospital. The report, authored by international experts, states that there is no scientific justification whatsoever for the claim that Letby deliberately poisoned babies with insulin and highlights a very strong level of reasonable doubt about her convictions. And this is one of those things. You got the defense, you got the prosecution. How can both be so completely in different worlds about what exactly happened here? I think that's the big question, Stacey.
Well, and I think it's real easy to, I always call it like salad bar. Like you can pick and choose what works for your case, whether it's the defense, I'm thinking football, defense or, you know, the prosecution. Either side was able to really put forth compelling evidence. We followed this case quite closely, and both sides seemed convincing to me. Like, she absolutely did it, and then, wait a minute, I'm not sure they can prove that she did it. It was just this roller coaster of there are babies who are in dire situations. This is not a ward where really healthy babies end up. This is a place where tragic situations end up, and the odds of these babies getting out of this NICU can be quite small. So, you know, I would think there would be a risk for anybody working there that it would look like a lot of babies died. But then on the other hand, a lot of babies die there, and yet some don't.
Well, I would say the average amount that live are probably greater than die.
I would hope so.
And the fact that it's just Lucy that had all of these things happening to her seems like a little more than just good odds.
It feels that way. But what if she was one of these people who just got the shitty, unlucky shifts?
Lightning does strike. I'm curious to hear more about why they think that she didn't do it other than just trying to argue some sort of technicality of like, well, maybe you're that person. Professor Jeff Chase, a world-leading expert on insulin's effects on preterm babies, said it was very unlikely that lethal doses were administered, contradicting the prosecution's case. The trial hinged on blood test results showing low blood sugar, high insulin, and low C-peptide levels. However, a detailed review of the baby's medical records by experts in neonatology and bioengineering found that the data was inconsistent with insulin poisoning. The Criminal Cases Review Commission, the CCRC, is now formally reviewing the case after a panel of 14 experts found no evidence of murder or deliberate harm. Senior Conservative MP, the Member of Parliament in the UK, David Davis, has called the case one of the major injustices of modern times. During Letby's trial, prosecutor Nick Johnson, KC of King's Court, told jurors the nurse undoubtedly poisoned two infants 8 months apart and adding synthetic insulin to their feeding bags, or by adding synthetic insulin to their feeding bags. However, the 100-page study authored by Chase and chemical engineering expert Helen Shannon points out that low blood sugar is not uncommon in premature infants. The babies also lack symptoms typically associated with insulin poisoning, such as seizures or heart arrhythmia. The report, citing over 250 peer-reviewed papers, criticizes the reliability of the immunonassay. I've never seen this one before. Immunonassay test. Immunoassay test used to detect insulin. Shannon stated there is no scientific justification whatsoever for the prosecution's claim, and there was no doubt that these were poisonings. She argued that more forensic tests should have been used. The insulin charges were crucial to Letby's conviction, as they were considered the strongest evidence of deliberate harm. Letby's defense lawyer, Benjamin Myers, KC, told jurors he could not dispute the test results because the original blood samples had been disposed of. Again, oversight, you got your answers, you're done. I don't know. The CPS spokesperson defended the verdict, stating two juries and three appeal court judges have reviewed a multitude of different strands of evidence against Lucy Letby. The Court of Appeal also rejected her request for an appeal in May of 2024. With the CCRC now reviewing the case, the new expert findings raise serious concerns about the reliability of the medical evidence presented at trial. Well, keep in mind, she also did write those creepy letters at home about, you know, killing babies and saying she's a murderer. But, you know, like people do when they're stressed out. I killed people. You killed people? No, I just like to write about it.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a creepy thing. And I do have a few things that she wrote out. It's really hard to read some of her writing, but I do have actual
translations.
Yes, thank you. A transcript is what I was trying to say. So now what they said in court was that this was just her in therapy. I guess I can understand maybe writing some things out, but this is weird.
But that's not what she originally said.
I know. So some of the phrases on the notes that they presented in court included, "Help me. I can't do this anymore. How can life be this way?" Okay, I can get that. You're dealing with professional burnout, that kind of thing.
You're being accused of killing kids.
There was another note that said, "I don't deserve to live. I'm a horrible, evil person. I killed them on purpose because I'm not good enough to care for them. I am evil. I did this."
Okay, then there's another, a confession.
Hang on, another one said, "I killed them. I don't know if I killed them. Maybe I did. Maybe this is down to me."
Are now, these writings of incompetence where she doesn't know if she killed them, meaning like, I don't know if I killed them, like, did I do something wrong, like that I should have been doing differently?
I'll tell you, as somebody who worked in the medical field, and granted my experience was veterinary, but I was part of some surgeries where we lost some patients.
Yeah.
It didn't happen very often. And I'll tell you, I sat on the bathroom floor many times covered in blood, bawling my eyes out, like going over, my God, did I kill them? Did I do something? Did I turn something on that shouldn't have been turned on? Did I not do this? I mean, it's pretty common, especially in dire situations where you just go over and ruminate over,
sure,
did I do something? You know, even though I was just a nurse, did I do something that caused this patient to crash? It's very normal to do that. And I do have some, diary entries. There was a cat that we lost during a basic dental procedure. It wasn't anything that we did. We did a necropsy on the pet, found out that he had an enlarged heart. But at the time, we didn't know that. I was ripped up. I couldn't work the next day. I was destroyed over this cat dying, thinking that I had done something. I was the nurse in charge. I was taking care of him during the anesthesia. Did I do that? So yeah, I mean, I was writing it out and talking myself through it. Later found out it wasn't anything I did. He was going to die at some point. The surgery, the dental procedure just hastened the process because he couldn't handle anesthesia. Mm-hmm. So I understand being in the medical field and things don't always go as they should.
Yes, and that's true. But when you have a pattern, which you had here, that's different.
Yeah.
That's very different than what every person. Yeah.
I worked in the field for 8 years and three patients died.
Every person in that field will go through that. That doesn't mean you're the killer. But when it's happening over and over and over, the notes seem to me like this is kind of a smoking gun here. Were you going home and writing about you're a killer? And I mean, even if she's not the killer, somebody's at home writing these things is not healthy enough to be around babies.
Yeah. And this, it feels a bit confessional to me. It feels like there's one thing you have to have in the medical field, and it's confidence.
Yeah.
And at times we all feel like we're imposters. Like, you know, I'm not, I've got the license. I passed all the exams, but I don't think I'm good enough to do this. And I'm sitting here as somebody who retired from the field. I became overwhelmed and stepped back and said, you know what? I'm overwhelmed. I can't do this anymore. I don't feel like I'm working at the level I need to be working at. So I left. And that you want that from somebody who feels burned out, that they just look at their skill set and go, I need to walk away before something catastrophic happens. So if she felt this way, it was her duty to say, you know what? I need a break.
Well,
this isn't working for me.
We have the pattern where Leppy's alone and the only nurse present during multiple unexpected infant collapses and deaths. Yep. And then when they removed her from that unit, the mortality rate went back to normal levels.
And that's concerning. Yeah,
you got the hand notes, the I am evil, I did this, all of these things that she's writing at home, you know, for herself. And she didn't say it was in therapy the first round of this trial. If that's her story, then it should have been your story to begin with. It is not the story. That's not what was presented the first round. It was, I'm writing these things at home, I'm distressed, she's depressed, that sort of thing. Not it was part of therapy. Should have ran that one first time if you're going to run with that one. You got the unusual insulin levels, which were abnormally high. Obviously, you know, that I hear where some of these experts are going on certain points and saying, well, they can be high. Oh, okay, yeah, I get that. Still another, you know, thing to look at. Unexplained skin discoloration. Several infants exhibited unusual skin discoloration, with some medical experts testifying it was consistent with air embolism, a condition caused by entering the bloodstream. Prosecution suggested that Letby maybe had injected air into infants' circulatory systems, and the prosecution, the possession of confidential medical records at home. They found that she had taken home confidential medical records, including a nursing handover sheets and resuscitation notes related to some of the affected infants, almost saying that maybe these were trophies, as some people do. I mean, those I think are a little harder. They make it a little more nefarious. Who knows? But she also was, correct me if I'm wrong, because it's been a while since we talked about it, but I believe there was like some social media stalking going on as well with some of these parents. Again, kind of a weird thing to be doing after you're there and their baby's dead and you're trying to communicate with them.
Yeah, she was watching the parents of these dead babies, to be blunt, these babies that had passed away. She was watching their Facebook pages and looking at the discussions being had and the outpouring of sympathy. And her digital footprint shows that she was on their pages looking at it. Now, that said, being devil's advocate here, if she cared for these babies and felt a connection to them, that could that have been a way for her to get some closure as well? Because to just think that she could separate herself from that, you know, a child died. Mm-hmm. A child that, you know, when you're caring for a living creature in a medical situation, you do kind of bond with them.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, there's so many different ways to take this. Yeah, the numbers stack against her, but God, what if she really didn't do it? Oh, it's just such bad luck.
I don't know that it's bad luck. I don't know. Your odds are just so stacked against this woman. This just doesn't happen. You can find arguments in here. I get it. There's pieces that can be broken apart and argued with but there's not really a yeah, but to those notes. There's not really a yeah, but to the statistical changes of infants dying strictly under her care versus when she was not there. I think it's fairly, what is real is usually a lot simpler than we think. I don't know that there's anything else happening here other than you have a very mentally ill individual or some sort of personality disorder, something. Something's not right with Lucy Letby. That's allowed this to take place the way that it has. I'm all for looking at it and examining it, and we'll see where it goes. But I don't know. I can see some of these where it's like, that's a bit of a stretch. I mean, kind of not. The trophies, I get how there's other medical things that could be causing this or that. But again, there's a reason they looked into her in the first place, and they weren't looking at anyone else as well.
And that's true. They weren't looking at any other nurses in the ward. No. It all seemed to fall on her shift. Again, devil's advocate. What if she was just a bitch and nobody liked her and they decided to set her up? I'm just saying, she's in jail. The court found her guilty, but wow.
But I don't think that was the case though either. I mean, I think that the testimonies we'd heard, she was, you know, fairly well liked, just fairly, you know, nondescript individual, just kind of there, you know, not as an enemy of anyone, but not necessarily, you know, top of the food chain as, oh gosh, there's Lucy, but certainly
yeah, they referred to her as vanilla.
Yeah, just there. Just your average nurse, you know, nothing special, just, you know, doing her job. And yeah, but then everybody started noticing this is very strange that all these children continue to die under your watch. And look, we've seen so many cases of women who've killed children and men too. But there's been some real bizarre ones where I think it goes into some weird way of thinking about like maternal instincts, maternal needs, some sort of revenge. I don't know what the fuck it all is, but there's something not right that was going on there. And then it even reflects in her writings too. So
yeah,
I think she probably did it. I know she's already in prison for the rest of her life because a jury thinks that she did it. But yeah, bring on the other arguments. I'd be very curious to see where else this could possibly go.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.